In November 2016, it blindsided them. "He has relentlessly questioned the efficacy of force," said the journalist Jeffrey Goldberg toward the end of Obama's two terms. "But he has also become the most successful terrorist hunter in the history of the presidency, one who will hand to his successor a set of tools an accomplished assassin would envy." This outcome was scary. No matter how tightly controlled, humanely practiced, and judiciously governed. And that was before the true identity of Obama's successor became known, only 6 months after Goldberg wrote. It was not as though Obama could have turned a blind eye to terrorism. He was a politician whose career depended on protecting the American people. But not only did Obama design a far bigger and more encompassing form of war than necessary, and not only did he undermine the U.S.'s earlier commitments to a legal order consecrating peace to do so, his policies helped create the conditions for a shocking and terrible finale. No dove, Donald Trump nevertheless capitalized on the perception that mainstream politicians were committed to endless wars. And he won. The arc of the moral universe ran through the humanization of interminable conflict. But it bent toward an ogre. More and more humane forms of fighting abroad had now brought disaster at home, too. Then, Trump went on to repeat the very same pirouette from anti-war candidate to endless war president that Obama had performed. And now Joe Biden risks doing the same. In March 2009, a landmark legal brief gave clear, jaw-dropping notice of how Obama's wars would be conducted, formalizing and globalizing the war on terror in a way that Bush had never done officially. There would be no limitations in space or time on the conduct of counterterrorism. This would matter much more than Obama's more widely remarked reforms, symbolically banning torture or fiddling with prisoner and trial rules. 2 months later, Obama met in the Oval Office with a group of civil libertarians and human rights advocates. "No one questions your values," began Anthony Romero, the American Civil Liberties Union head. "But when your substantive policies are not substantially different from your predecessors, then the comparisons are fair."